We want to welcome everybody to the Bill Rain Show. Lots of fun for everyone with songs you know. So come and join us now, cause we're all set to go on today's Bill Rain Show.
Well, sir, I know that life's pretty busy out your way these days, neighbors, and I sure do appreciate you finding time to be with us like you are right now. Now, I guess I'd better be the one who gets busy, so here goes with Missouri.
I often wish that I could see my old hometown once more. The old red school I went to with the little girl next door. I see that stopper bobbing when the catfish start to bite. I see a blue sky framing little clouds of snowy white.
Missouri, I hear you calling me. Missouri, you never let me be. Missouri, I know I can't be free. My heart will yearn till I return. Missouri's calling me.
In memory, I still can see that oak tree on the lawn, and hear again the birds that sang and woke me up at dawn. And I remember mornings when I told my mother lies, so I could have a second helping of her apple pies.
Missouri, I hear you calling me. Missouri, you never let me be. Missouri, but all can't be free. My heart will yearn till I return. Missouri's calling me. Missouri's calling me.
Well, sir, that got us underway for today. And now, I'd better get along to what's next here.
And what is next, Bill?
Well, all you have to do is listen and find out, Slim. Young man who's been in front of a radio microphone almost every day since he was 9 years old, Mr. Speedy Haworth. And that tune just then gave you a pretty good indication of why radio listeners have made him welcome in their homes for so many years now.
There's something I wanted to ask you about, Speedy, Bill.
What's that, Slim?
Have you noticed them big circles under his eyes? That boy's having an awful tussle with insomnia lately. Can't sleep nights at all.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. He asked the doctor what might help him.
Now, what
and the
doc
says, well, why don't you sleep right next to the edge of the bed? You'll probably drop off in no time.
Now, Slim.
No, honest, Bill.
And what doctor gives advice like that?
Well,
what doctor?
Doc Martin.
Just as I thought. Well, we'll have to talk to Doc about his advice given.
Well, I can call him over for you.
Oh, no, you don't. Just let him sit right where he is, because Doc's musical help is needed right now by Sally Briggs, as she puts the words to an old familiar melody called South.
Down below that old Dixon line, there's a place that really is fine. Don't you notice what I'm talking about? You want to find out? Then take a trip with me down below that old Dixon line, where the sun is having to shine, where the friend must take a moment to see, that's where I'm longing to be. Where the folks are happy and gay, and the easy way is the right way, where the bees make honey all day. Don't you know you're right next to heaven down south, where the moon shines mellow and bright, and the breezes play tag with the night. That's where the sundown gal told Lordy, how I love the South, where the folks are happy and gay, and the easy way is the right way, where the bees make honey all day. Don't you know you're right next to heaven down south, where the moon shines mellow and bright, and the breezes play tag with the night. That's where the sundown gals hold you tight. Lordy, how I love the South.
That was real pleasing, Sally.
Well, thank you, Bill. And just for that nice compliment, I'll make you a little present. Here.
A sheet of music. What's this, a gentle hint? Well, that's enough coaxing for me, especially when a ballad's one that I really like to do. Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately how I miss you? When the stars are shining in the sky, have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately that I love you? And it occurs to me now that we haven't told you lately about the folks we can all thank for arranging these get-togethers of ours. But now's the time to do it. Here's our sponsor's message, and it's an interesting one, too. I think you'll find Doc Martin at his very best on a number like this one. Cherry! Doc Martin. You know, most all of us at one time or another have seen a reproduction of that fine painting called Whistler's Mother. Very kindly looking woman, pretty well advanced in years, sitting very peacefully in her chair, probably reliving in her mind the things of the past, her girlhood, her marriage, and her children. But there she sits, alone now, much the same as the mother whose story is told in this song of mine.
Sitting alone in an old rocking chair, I saw an old mother with silvery hair. She seemed so neglected as I saw her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. Her hands were all calloused and wrinkled and old. A life of hard work was the story they told. And I thought of angels as I saw her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair.
Well, with time closing in on us just awfully fast, friends, we'd better get up and get going for now. But we'll pay a return visit to you to transcribe another 15 minutes of the same again before long. I sure hope you'll find time in a busy day to join us.